Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is Season 2, Episode 3, Banned from Grindr. Alright, so how are y'all doing today? This fine, lovely, divine Monday, and unfortunately, somebody in the LGBTQ plus QIA TPSD, ABDSD community has perished. Mr. Leslie Jordan, y'all, he was on like a whole bunch of shows. The only ones I can think of off rip is Will and Grace. I'm not familiar with his work. I know him more so from Instagram and saying hey honka donkers and all these riddles and shit he used to do, and then on Sundays he would sing like these church hymnums, which were originally Negro spirituals, but that's another conversation. But yeah, he passed today at 67. But we'll talk about him a little bit later. But yeah, let's get into this ban from Grindr. So September of 2020, I was banned from Grindr from things I cannot disclose. My lawyer said I should definitely keep that under wraps. But yeah, I was banned, and it was very pathetic. Very pathetic. Not even a real reason, I would argue, technically, for being technical. And I just thought it was dumb as fuck. I didn't appreciate it. It was very hurtful. I had been using it since I was 13. Since 2013, when I was 18, and a nice, fresh virgin. And, you know, it was something that everybody in the LGBTQ plus community at the time was raving about. And as soon as I got an iPhone, because at the time I had a smartphone, Android, I'm sorry, and you couldn't download it on Androids at the time. Well, no, you probably could, but I had like it wasn't a BlackBerry, but it was like a Cricket phone that just wasn't it. You couldn't download apps on those type of phones because it wasn't considered a smartphone. But I got an iPod Touch, in 2013, and I just downloaded it like 2 weeks after I got it. I was like, I'm gonna just try it, and I haven't been off of it since until I got banned. Like, it's very, very addictive because it's so convenient. But what I will say is getting banned was hilarious. And I just was like, okay, at this point, I really wasn't into white guys at the time. I kind of go in and out with them. And I was like, you know what? Let's go to Jack, because Scruff is just not it. None of the other apps are it. Like, probably the ones that are the best ones, you probably got to pay for, and they're like super exclusive. But I couldn't get with it no more. So once they banned me, I was hurt. You know, I tried to do things to try to get an account, another second account, do another email, do all type of weird shit, but it didn't work. So once I surrendered, I said, okay, fuck it. So I try like every 3 weeks. Then every 3 weeks, I would try every 6 months. And like nothing worked. And then today I got on, and that motherfucker said, you've got mail, you know? Same people I blocked, everything. I was like, wow, welcome back. So after 2 years, I am back on Grindr. Back on Grindr. So let's see what the Caucasians are talking about, you know? So, I mean, what else to say about Grindr, right? I mean, we've all had the stories. I mean, sometimes people are 20 feet away. If you're in a hotel, you're in really good luck. I mean, I have so many hookups. I'm definitely going to write a book one day about it. It has to be. Like, I'm going to call it probably the 100 hookup and do, like, all of my first 100. Well, not my first 100 hookups, because who can remember each one in chronological order, but like my 100 most infamous hookups. And I have some crazy ones. I have some mild ones, some crazy ones, some boring ones. Like, I have stories for days, like not even just about sex, about situations I've been in. And I really should tell my story. I really should work with an author the first time, but I really hate when they do that. But I feel like everybody does, and it's just like kind of corny. It's like it should be in your own words. But yeah, that shit is wild. If I can share one Grindr hookup, because this is about being banned from Grindr, and let's see. I mean, it's just so many. And then they cross in a lot, because you'd be like, no, that was from Jack. No, that was from Grindr, but he's on Jack too. You're like, well, damn, so which one did I meet him on? So it's like fucking weird. But let me see. I want to go back to like my LA days. I might have to go back to my LA days, because those are the ones that stand out the most. It would have to be one where I went to this one guy's house, and he was like 38, ginger, really handsome, but you could tell he was a hoe. And I was fat back then. I was at least 246 pounds, chubby cheeks, third, fourth day living in LA, West Hollywood. I knew they would pick me apart, but not the way that they did. Like, it's crazy. Like, in the gay community, you already have to look a certain way, but in Los Angeles, not just California, but Los Angeles, you have to be in shape. Like, they don't want to, like, it's crazy. Like, it's like, you have a flat stomach, but you don't have muscles, or you don't have a chest, or he's this, but he's not that, or no ass. Like, they pick everybody part apart. It's really, really disgusting. And, like, y'all praise the girls for being, like, a size 0-1 and shit, but they really have to be that size to stand out, or you don't matter as much. It's really fucked up. But it's real out there, for real. Like, you have to look a certain way. And that'll just kind of get you in the door. It won't even keep you there. It'll just get you in just to get it, be like, okay, yeah. Good body. Keep working on it. Do something else. But yeah, went to his house, sat on his couch. I've always had a thing for older guys anyway, but I'm like 20, right? Yeah, he's 20. I'm 20. He's about 37, 38. Friendly, brief, you know. What's the word, like, you know, not briefly friendly, but like friendly, you know, not like overly friendly, but friendly, not rude. We talk. Basically, he lets me know that he gets laid a lot. Basically, he's not really physically attracted to me, and that I look like Magic Johnson's son EJ, who had just recently, I think, like, trans, had become, like, came out as trans or gender fluid or something. Like, I was like, what the fuck? EJ Johnson? Okay. And so then I'm just sitting here tripping, like, this motherfucker is trying to, like, pick me apart, because he's in okay shape. Like, he goes to the gym 5 days a week, but he still got, like, a little dad body. It's just not, like, chiseled. And so he said, look, I have a lot of sex. You can give me some head and, you know, we can call it a day. I was like, no, I think I'm good. He was like, all right, well, I'm going to take a shower and get ready for work. So, damn, you hadn't even showered yet and you was going to let me suck your dirty dick. And then I saw him riding on the bus stop, and I saw him walking months later with, like, a little young twink Asian guy. Like, he probably wasn't no older than 19 or 20. But that's how it is down there, you know. It's for the people who were weak back home but stronger in, like, a bigger city. It's like, it's for people with ambition and drive. And if you just stick it out there, you'll make something of yourself. It's not hard. When you really find what you can work, what works for you, you'll be straight as fuck. Yeah, I think we all have a lot of, or at least a few, interesting one-night stand stories. Originally, I was going to call it 100 one-night stands. Oh, that's probably what I will call it, 100 one-night stands. And then I may have to do, like, colon, a guide to something, something, something. I hate those fucking titles. It's like three things that bother me. Really bad porn titles. Really bad TV movie titles that's already going to direct to DVD or Tubi, and bad or over the top book titles, like that one called "I'm Glad My Mother Died." Like, come on now. The only reason why I can give her grace for titling that is because of the abuse that her mama did, and, like, the sexual abuse, etc. That's the only reason why. But that one is, like, it's heavy. But I guess if she can live with it, clearly she can. And then, you know, That privilege, baby, is something. But I'm glad my mother died. Like, girl, damn. She said, oh, I wanted to make headlines and attack attention. Yeah, bitch. Anybody that walks past that book and see that, you gonna pick it up. Whether you buy it or not, like, you gonna pick that shit up. Like, because that's a bold title. It's a bold title. I mean, no judgment, but, oof, shit. Maybe I'm freed my mother died. But, shit, she said, I'm glad. I mean, because she is free. I could write a title called I'm Freed My Mother Died. For sure. But not I'm glad. Like, that's something you keep to yourself, niece. Let that lay where it's at, please and thank you. What the fuck was I talking about? I don't remember now. She doesn't even go here. It's all your fault. I don't even know her name. What the fuck was I talking about? It had to be the Grindr stories. Yeah, 101 Night Stands. Oh, I like that name, though. That turns me on, but it's going to have to be 101 Night Stands. I don't want to be like Denzel's guy. Denzel's... It could be 101 Night Stands. Not colon. What the fuck is it called? God damn it. Parentheses, not parentheses. Semicolon, yeah, colon. 101 Night Stands, colon, My Crazy Hookup Stories. 101 Night Stands, My Crazy Hookup Stories. And then do like hookup number one. When I was 18, because I remember my first couple of hookups for sure. I can't think of my second one. Like, well, it would have to have been that and then college. If you count your first technical, like, my hookups, everything is so fucking technical. Because it'd be like the kiss behind the stairs, the blowjob in the trees. Like, it's like, which one? Like, the first official one is off the chain. But I didn't lose my virginity or anything. So what do you do? What do you do? Pause. So let's go to Leslie Jordan. Ugh. I don't know too much to say about him. I should have did my research because I am doing a podcast about him. But, I mean, I researched him before. I know he's been doing this since at least the mid-80s. I mean, I would have to go to, like, his old stuff and, like, IMDb it and look it up. Because I don't know when he started aging, because he really didn't look that bad in his earlier years. I was kind of shocked. It was, like, 87. He looked really good, but I guess, you know, when you get up in them 60s, you know, it'll start cracking. But he was very, very funny, very loving. I don't know what year he came out, probably around the time Ellen did. And yeah, he was a pioneer in the community and funny as hell. I really thought I was gonna get to meet him, you know. Damn. See, that opportunity is gone. What do you do when you've done all you can? So, RIP to Leslie Jordan. He was an amazing actor, TV actor, film, television. I'm sure he did theater. All around thespian icon actor. They'll honor him at the Oscars, and it'll be another one next year. You know, it's always the same thing after the next. Whatevs. And we do what we can and we clock out. So let's see. Song of the day. I get so tired of doing this. I get so tired of doing this. Let's see, song of the day. What song did I listen to? I mean, if I, off the dome, I'm thinking Every Night by Imagine Dragons, because I love that song, but that's very, like, adult contemporary. I feel like my list is, like, more like hip-hop and R&B and some top 40. Like, I feel like a lot of my... my listeners honestly like hip-hop mostly. If I could just generalize everybody into one category, it would be like hip-hop, like Offset maybe. See, like a lot of new rappers, I don't know their names. MLN Choppa, NFN Choppa, PF. I don't know that, like that one and all the new people. Because like Travis Scott and all the 2011 motherfuckers, you know, I know them, the Drakes, the Travises, even Travis Porter, you know, I know them. But these 2017 to current niggas, they let you know, like, as after a certain year, I guess I just stopped paying attention, like, because they, a lot of them are big from SoundCloud. I don't know these niggas. If you on TV, I probably know you. But a lot of them got 5 million followers, and they ain't just, on TV. They may make it to the BET Awards, and they may be on, like, Vivo YouTube and shit, but they not on TV, like, mainstream TV. Like, so I mean, they probably are now at this point, but I don't be seeing these motherfuckers. And then I don't have cable, so, I mean, I stream my Netflix. I know what's on YouTube and stuff like that, but, like, most of these artists are really slick independent. They just got mainstream distribution, and so it's just, like, I'm not going to know you. And then I do the best I can on Spotify and try to learn these people, but they all sound the same, so it's just, like, I give up. I give the fuck up. But, yeah, Every Night by Imagine Dragons, and then... what is a song I could attach? I cannot think of shit. You know what? I'm gonna do the sweetest thing you've ever known. The Sweetest by Lauryn Hill and whoever. I'll attach it. The Sweetest Thing. Who do I want to go to bed with? I think we know who. Mr. Leslie Jordan. For being a wonderful, wonderful actor and making us all laugh. And I'm sure you had your share of Hollywood stories that you'll be taking to your Jesus Christ. And I hope to move to Hollywood very, very soon, maybe in the next 2 years, 6 months, if God does God's will, and that'd be great. Please change my life, Jesus. I need a miracle. Knock, knock. We love you, Jesus. And completely change my life so I can have Hollywood stories at 29 instead of at 32. And get my shit together and go and be free, because Hollywood is calling me. You know, I don't really see much family around, so I'm chilling. I want to be in Hollywood. So, and get into some, probably just a lot of writing and documenting. I gotta get better with documentary type of things, because me, I can write all day, especially when I get a better laptop. I can type, I can come up with shit. I'm just not a hands-on type of person. Like, I'm more like go there, point, shoot that. Like, I like to shoot shit, but I kind of feel like I need like a really good muse or assistant and help me, because I kind of need that push. Like Aquarius is, we need that push sometimes, and it's like, it's stupid, but it's just like, maybe because I just don't have all the equipment. And, like, I'm so lazy as fuck to learn new shit. But when it comes to photography and film, I got to get better with that and editing. Because I really want to document stuff. I love documentaries. I'm obsessed with them. But I just want to see more different ones. Like, a lot of them are unique and different. But they're just kind of like, what the fuck? You're just watching, like, what the fuck? Like, the best documentaries I've seen would be, especially this new one, Hammer and Hammer with Armor Hammer with his fine, crazy, psychotic ass. Oh my gosh, such a hottie. But when you sexually abuse, I just can't really fuck with that part of it. But like the other shit, I'm with. Just don't hurt me and just pay my rent in full, keep me in a condo, we're good. Side chick number 3, hey, I got 8 of them, so hey, bring on the money. Yeah, Hammer and Hammer, that was a good one. I hope he gets the help that he needs so he can come back, because I want to work with his ass. I would love to work with him. He got this look, because, like, I'm not psychotic or whatever, but I definitely have that crazy dark side, and I understand psychotic people. I don't know if I think I come from a family of narcissists, men, and my brother, he's kind of got it, but he don't fucking use it. So it's like, you're not a narcissist. But like, I've been with powerful men, and I mean, the thrill is orgasmic, but like, that dark shit doesn't scare me. Now, of course, I don't want a drug bust or a gun to put in my head or where I have a nigga have PTSD and shit like that. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying the talk and the energy of what I know you can bring, it doesn't really scare me, because it's just like, keep me safe, protect me, never hurt me, never betray me, we good. I like a man with secrets, you know. That's toxic as fuck, but it is what it is. Keep me safe, keep me worry-free. If I gotta fly to the Philippines, make sure that I'm good. I ain't no snitch, but don't ever put me in a compromising position. Ever, 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 ever. Bitch. Damn it. So where the fuck was I saying? I feel like life is but a dream and you should cherish it daily. No, yeah. But song of the day. Was there another one I said? It was The Sweetest Thing, yeah. That was actually on the soundtrack to the movie with Julia Roberts and Mel Gibson. Oh, can't think of the fucking name. I see the cover of the fucking movie and everything. I'm not gonna be able to think of it, but yeah, that's like 97, 98. It was a good film too. She's been in some good ass movies. But yeah, I think I'm done. I like this episode. It was cool. I'm trying to not mumble all the time, you know, but it is what it is. When you're higher than the sky. You know, I wish I had remembered what I was talking about a little bit earlier before I went on this rant about fucking powerful men. Because let's be honest, dated, we stretch dated these days. Fucked. Twice. In the mansion. Good times. Let's manifest he comes back. Anyway. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night. And good luck.